Hey, this is Muck Dog from themoneygoround.com. It is Wednesday, December 14th, 2016. Hey, how you doing? Thanks for listening. I do appreciate it. You don't have many shopping days left. Just a reminder. Actually, that's a reminder to myself. Anyways, hey, today was all about the Federal Reserve, right? Because I don't know if you caught any of it. I'm not going to repeat it, but basically, they raised rates, and the market was going swimmingly up until that point, which was probably a little bit of an alarm itself, right? A contrarian indicator, because a little bit of a head fake by the rumor sell the news, because it sold off after the announcement. And everybody in the world knew that they were going to raise rates, right? Nobody was surprised that they were going to raise rates. But I think the market was anticipating that next year, 2017, the Fed would only raise rates twice. And turns out, shocker, hey, maybe they're going to raise rates three times. But remember last year when they were raised rates in December, everybody feared that they were going to hike them three or four times this year in 2016. And they didn't. They raised them once at the end of the year. So we'll see. More fake news, right? I mean, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. The 10-year yield is higher now, 2.55%, and that's the highest level since September 2014. So the biggest move, of course, is in the shorter duration. 2-year yield has moved up. Basically, it's doubled. It's at 1.26%, and it's doubled since Independence Day, since July 4th, when it was about half of what it is right now. So rates are going up. Rates are going up. Anyways, other economic news today. The PPI, Producer Price Index, rose 0.4% in November, and that was a lot higher than expected. It was expected to only rise 0.1%. Retail sales, again, the consumer getting hit, or at least not as good as we thought they were. November retail sales rose less than expected. Households are cutting back on purchases of motor vehicles. Interest rates probably going to impact that a little bit too, right? Unless you get a special deal from a car maker. Business inventories posted their largest decline in 11 months, falling 0.2%. So you think about the stock market and the rally that we've had since Trump got elected, and a lot of that's just on hope, right? It's because you take a look at some of these numbers, it's like, well, they're not that great. So why the big move in the market? Well, it's kind of looking towards the future. It's looking forward to what Donald J. Trump promised as far as rate cuts, tax rate cuts, and maybe repatriation of capital or reducing regulations, blah, blah, blah. We shall see. So rising rates, stronger dollar. You know what that means. Gold takes out new lows. So gold is now $1,144 per ounce, down another 1.3% today. And for the year, actually, since Trump got elected, since the beginning of November, gold is down 13%. Gold, the safe haven, right? Is gold a safe haven? I don't know. So anyways, Donald J. Trump meeting with the technology titans. You know, Facebook's there, and Google, Amazon, I don't know who all's there. But anyways, there's a bunch of them there. I saw the table with a bunch of them there. And he said he's here to help you folks do well. So a lot of those folks were against him, and probably still are against him. I mean, some of them are rather liberal, right? But, we'll see. You know, they're concerned about, you know, just take a look at Apple with their 150,000 workers in China at Foxconn making the phone. I mean, does Trump want to bring those jobs back? We're going to see a more measured response than bring all the jobs back, right? It's going to be some deal making. Seems like Trump kind of leads with the harshest offer ever, right? Like what he did with Taiwan, making, you know, having a call from Taiwan and announcing it, really ticking off China. But hey, now there's room for compromise, and we'll see what happens, right? Anyways, the New York Times has a, speaking of fake news, the New York Times, so you know it must be fake. You know it must be true. The perfect weapon, how Russian cyber power invaded the United States. Hey, if it's starting to sound like a spy novel, kind of is, right? Remember, they are fiction, spy novels. So it seems to me, the Democrats, they seem to be looking for a scapegoat for the election loss because they cannot accept that maybe Hillary was a weak candidate compared to Donald J. Trump. Or maybe Trump is just a different kind of candidate, right? I heard somebody say today, you know, it didn't really matter which ticket Trump ran on. If he ran as a Democrat, he probably would have won there. He's just a different kind of person, different kind of candidate. So, but anyways, the Democrats who insisted that Trump accept the election results, they're not accepting the election results. So now they're blaming Russia. So there's an article in the New York Times. More of the same. I don't know. Like I said yesterday, I'm just assuming everything is fake news. Or at least half of it's fake and half of it's real. And I can't tell which is which. So I'm just going to lean on the side of caution. Assume everything is fake. Credit card debt. Talked about the consumers maybe struggling a little bit. The average credit card balance is $16,061. That's close to the 2008 record highs. That's according to the Federal Reserve Bank of New York and the U.S. Census Bureau. So, you know, interest payments, you can't get rich paying other people interest rate payments. The current average is about 18.76%. And the average household pays an average, a total of $1,292 in credit card interest each year. Kind of a lot of money, right? $1,200 or almost $1,300. Total household debt, including your mortgage, that's ballooned up to $132,529. In 2002, that number was $88,000. So, I mean, obviously higher depending on your geography, where you're at. San Francisco is going to be a lot higher, right? So, since the last 13 years, household income has grown 28%. The cost of living has raised 30%. Again, that also depends on where you live. Smith & Wesson, guess what? They're going to change their name. American Outdoor Brands Corp. And that's going to happen in January. And then there's going to be a new ticker associated with that. AOBC. American Outdoor Brands Corp. So it's going to change. And there you go. Did you know that Smith & Wesson in 1852, Horace Smith and D.B. Wesson produced their first revolvers under the Smith & Wesson name, 1852. It's been a while, right? So with Rex Tillerson be appointed to the Secretary of State, Darren Woods is going to be the new CEO of ExxonMobil, and that was widely expected. That's starting January 1st. And Tillerson, actually, he was scheduled to retire in March of 2017 when he reached 65, because Exxon has a mandatory retirement age for that position. Tillerson's been working at Exxon for 41 years. So, in stupid player, stupid sports athlete news, Michael Floyd, former receiver of the Arizona Cardinals, he was dropped. He's going to miss not only this home game, but he's done with the Cardinals. He had a DUI arrest, Monday morning in Scottsdale, Arizona, after they lost to the mighty, mighty Miami Dolphins this weekend. So there you go. You know, that always saddens me to see somebody with that kind of talent and an opportunity. I mean, you see these contracts that athletes sign, and the numbers are astronomical, right? And they have a short window to perform before the younger kids can perform better, and the older guys got to go. You slow down. But it saddened me to see this guy. He's not an old guy. I don't know how old he is, but he's not that old. And he's had some really shining moments in Arizona. I mean, it's been a little frustrating this year for him, but and there's been some emergence of younger players there. But, you know, he definitely had some years left and could have made, you know, more millions of dollars somewhere, if not Arizona. But he's done. DUI. So be careful. Be careful out there if you got a career that pays you good money, because you never know. All right, hey, it's Wednesday. I hope you're having a great one.
And the music in the background is from PodSafe Music at musicalley.com. This is One Red Martian, Sly Dreamer.